You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We have got on the line a very special guest this morning. It's SJD, aka Sean Donnelly. Kia ora, Sean. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Rachel. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to chat with you this morning, and very exciting that you've got new music in the world. A brand new single called You Are The Movement, and you're working towards an album as well. Tell us a wee bit about Sweetheart, the new record, and what's been going on in the world of SJD.
I've got to try and remember, actually. I'm currently seem to be living in the beautiful city of Otepoti or Dunedin, also home to Francisco Griffin, I believe.
Indeed.
And many other musical luminaries. And the album was Sweetheart was finished quite some time ago. I've sort of been sitting on it, you know, with all the horrible diseases and pandemics and what have you, waiting for an opportune moment to release it. And I'm not sure an opportune moment actually came. It's coming out at the end of October. And You Are The Movement's the first track out, first cab off the rank, as they say. And I don't know. It's out in the world. I hope that people get to hear it. I hope that people will listen to it. And I don't know what else to say, really.
I think it's interesting that you've been sitting on this for a while. I know it's, you know, it's such a strange time to try and release music and try and tour and do all that stuff that's normally very straightforward with the process of, you know, putting music out in the world. But with the sort of, I guess, gap between creating this album and releasing it, does it feel like you can look back on it now with a wee bit more clarity about maybe what you were trying to write through? Or are you someone who kind of knows what you're doing as you're doing it in terms of like what your songs are processing and stuff? I know that different musicians have different approaches to that.
I never know what I'm doing, really, and looking back does give me a sort of a fearful kind of clarity, to be honest, of things I would have done slightly differently. I mean, it is a little bit that way with me anyway. But
oh, I think we might have just lost Sean. Hopefully we get him back in just a second. We will give Sean a call, I reckon, on the phone. And while we do that, we will listen to a little bit of Ruby Doo. And we'll be back with you very shortly. This song is Brown Skin.
Natural beauty you always possess. Me proud of your progress, me must profess. Well, me love you full time and me wish you success. 1,000 kisses for your hug and caress. Me must confess, yeah, me think you are the best. So me hope you never set to for less. Me tell you, say, brown skin, baby. Brown, brown, brown skin. You are the best. Brown skin, baby. Brown, brown, brown skin. Oh, don't you know?
All right, apologies to Ruby Doo, but I think we have got Sean back on the line, aka SJD. Hey, Sean, are you there?
I'm still here, yes.
Excellent stuff.
I gather I wasn't for a while.
Just for a little minute there. We were talking about, I guess, the headspace you were in when you were creating your album, and now that you've had a bit of time to look back on Sweetheart, how it feels. What was the sort of time frame for you, and what was the sort of, I guess, the headspace you were in when you were writing this record?
Some of the songs sort of date back a little bit, but the guts of it and the sort of the general vibe of assembling it and putting it together and finishing it happened just after the first lockdown. I don't know about other. I mean, I actually have heard a lot of creative people who suffered from a similar fate as me. I just was completely unable, given all that time and space. All I could do was attempt to make sourdough bread.
Yeah.
Trying to make anything that spoke of my life or whatever was a complete impossibility.
Yes.
So it just it sort of evolved out of that, you know, just coming out of that first lockdown and just starting to feel happy in our safe little corner of the world.
Mm.
And it, basically, yeah, it was all finished, mastered, and pretty much ready to go about August last year.
That's quite, I think, an interesting time frame, because it feels like the pandemic has taken us through so many different, I guess, ups and downs on this roller coaster. That first lockdown and that period after it was a really different feeling to perhaps the way we've now processed the last few things. When you look at that, and you know, the sort of time it came out of, can you see the fingerprints of you know, the weirdness of the world on this record?
Yeah, I mean, there were a few songs that, I mean, like, I never really particularly write a song about anything. I mean, they tend to tell me what they're about, you know, once I'm close to the end.
Yeah.
There were a few, I would say, pandemic-related songs in kind of subject matter that didn't end up really on the album. So it was part of the process that I was going through, but I think it was sort of looking past it a little bit,
yeah.
Trying to look past it a little bit. There are things you know if anybody is going to pour over the lyric sheet one day, not that it has a lyric sheet, then you know there'll be things in there for sure.
Yeah,
and it definitely affected my mindset.
Mm.
You know, in terms of just wanting to sort of create something that was good and solid and worthwhile, really. So, yeah.
I think you're totally right about a lot of creative people found it almost impossible to do the creative stuff in lockdown. What was the point at which you felt like, oh, I'm ready to start making some music. This feels like I want to do that again. Do you remember there being a moment or a switch that happened for you?
Yeah, well, as I say, for me, it was coming out of the end of that first lockdown, really. You know, I was, you know, just feeling a great deal of gratitude to, you know, to the government of New Zealand, I'm going to be honest. it was coming out of that time, and with decreased anxiety and, yeah.
The first single is really beautiful, You Are The Movement. It's also got a lovely, it's quite an evocative title. What would you sort of say this song means to you now? Because I totally appreciate that they might be a little bit mysterious to you at the time of creating them, but do you sort of look at the song now, and does it tell you something about, you know, what you were thinking about at the time, or how are you sort of processing, I guess, this single?
Yeah, well, it was a bit of a late entry into the album. It sort of I'd had a first draft that wasn't working so well, and I binned a couple, and or put a couple aside, shall I say, and that was one that sort of came along. It had existed embryonically for a couple of years, but it got finished. I mean, for me, it's definitely, I wasn't so aware of it when I was writing the lyrics. Well, I guess it's pretty obvious, but to me, it was about the creative process and the artistic process. And I have written songs about that before.
Mm.
And maybe it's a little encouragement to myself and to other people,
mm-hmm.
to move forward into the world with the thing that you've made, even if it might be greeted with deaf ears. You're going to find somebody who will appreciate it and get something from it. So, I guess it's self-reflexive in that way, one could say. Yeah.
Well, I think it's very beautiful, and I think that's a lovely feeling to try and describe, because I think a lot of people have felt those things quite acutely over the last couple of years, particularly, you know, with things feeling much bigger than your own life and trying to work through that stuff. You know, music and art is a really good way to help process that. So this is, I think, a good, you know, point of encouragement, perhaps, as you said, for people. So I think we should have a listen to it now, Sean. Thank you for chatting with us about the new SJD music on the way. This one's out on all the places you'd normally go and get music at the moment. And when does the album come out? And not that far away now, end of October, is that right?
End of October, yeah. Yeah,
excellent.
And it's we're hoping, timing wise, there's going to be some lovely slabs of white vinyl.
Ooh, nice.
To go with it too.
Excellent. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Sean. Have a lovely rest of your morning. We'll see you soon.
And thanks very much, Rachel. You too.
SJD with You Are The Movement. That's the first single from a forthcoming album, Sweetness, which will be out on the 28th of October. Very much looking forward to hearing the rest of that. Thank you so much to Sean for speaking with us this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.